Okay, if you're married ladies and you have your husband going visiting neighbors and things, and they disappear in their house, whatever, and then people start talking, and then the gossip filter starts. The gossip train starts, and then people start talking like, did you see so-and-so? They were down there. That's weird. I've never seen them down there before. Wonder why they're down there. Now there's some disputes and things going on. Oh, okay. Well, aren't they married? Yeah. Why are they down there? Is that lady married? She's not married. Are they married? Not married. Okay, now they're down there again. Wait a minute. Now they're down there again? Really? So you came in with one shirt, but you walked out with another shirt on. What's going on? And then the gossip train starts, folks, in the neighborhood. Somebody said the best thing that you could ever say about neighbors and in this day and age and the way it is. And they said, you know what? It's not the 1980s. I was talking to somebody in the county. He said, it's not the 1980s. It's not like it used to be. Do you remember the 1980s? I said, yeah, sure I do. Everybody was outside, didn't have the internet, didn't have, you know, everybody behind a screen, hidden in their house. People got outside, kids played, neighbors, you know, mingled, and people helped each other out, and that's how it was. And they said, no, that's not how it is now. I realized, too, that it's not just us. There's been problems in the area for a long time. I mean, a lot of people weren't talking to a lot of people before I even moved in here. So I tend to think it was just because out-of-towners are not welcome. But I'm realizing even in-towners aren't getting along. So not everybody gets along. They just don't talk about it, but they gossip about it. Somebody said they live, breathe, eat, and drink gossip. This is a gossip area. It's really gossipy. Everybody's everybody's business. But nobody talks to each other, but they know their business. Here, I got an idea suggestion, because this is not 1980, is when you're neighbors and you have neighbors, is you wave hi, hi, how you doing? You keep it short and sweet, and you get your ass and get the hell in the house, because you never want to get close to your neighbors. Why? And I'm not saying all neighbors, because when I lived out of state, you know, the neighbors were close, but then at a point, too, we didn't talk about everything. Now, if you're going to divulge everything to your neighbors and you're constantly getting close to that and you have a fallout, you know what's going to happen? All that gossip, all of your personal information, all that stuff is going to go to every single person, especially in a small town. Small towns are known to be really gossipy towns. Although, too, they're known that if they have the truth, they like to gossip and make it more juicy and more dramatic and more drama and overacting. And they'll literally amp it up. And then you'll realize, like, just standing there, you can hear somebody say something, and then you turn on somebody to repeat it, and you'll go, that's not what they said. That's not what they said at all. That's not what they said. See, here's the thing. Keep it short, sweet, keep it polite. Hey, how you doing? Hi, how's it going? Weather's nice. And get your ass inside. Get your ass inside the house. Don't even talk more, because if you divulge more than you got, you have a fallout with your neighbor, all of your gossip, all of your personal business is going to be thrown everywhere around. And trust me by saying, by listening, experience is by the time the truth lands all of these thirsty brains, okay, thirsty for that drama, thirsty girl for that gossip, thirsty girl, got a thirsty, I'm dying of thirst, what is a gossip today? And then all of a sudden it's so twisted that there is not even hardly but just a slither of truth, which is probably about the person that they're talking about. That's about the only truth, is that the person they're talking about is that person. That's it. Sorry, but we are a day and age society. And now it talks to people, it's the truth. You can't get close to neighbors. Keep it short. Keep it sweet. Keep it simple. Hi, how you doing? That's it. Don't spin and say too much stuff, because if you do and you have a fallout, all I got to say is be ready, because all your business is going to be everywhere. And the smaller the area you live, the bigger, the juicier the gossip mill and gossip train will be. And that's the truth. You know, it's unfortunate, but that's just the way it is. You know? Keep it to a mill. Keep it quiet. Keep it on the down low. You know? But of course you have like people I do, like in Ohio, that they just live. I mean, their life depends on, they got a lifeline hooked up called the gossip line. I mean, literally if somebody pulled that line, they wouldn't last. That's how you all are in Ohio. That's all you are. You're just juicy for gossip. You know? That's why you hang around gossipy people, because you just full of gossip, and you're spiteful people. You're mean people, mean-spirited, spiteful asses, so. And you don't know how to communicate, and you're not adulting. So You haven't changed. Nothing's changed the same. It's just worse. Don't listen to people, too, that you don't know, that are spiteful people. All they're out for is to be spiteful, bitter, and mean-spirited. There ain't nothing come out of their mouth that's going to be truth, but nothing but the truth is it's half-ass backwards by the time you get it. It's so distorted and twisted, there ain't even no truth left. So here, by experience, just let me say, keep it short and sweet. Don't spend a lot of time outside. And if you see people outside in your neighborhood and you never even see them talking before, and all of a sudden they're out there talking, oh my God, how you doing? Oh my God. Starting to sweet. Oh, how's the weather doing? How's it going? Whatever. Oh, did you hear about so-and-so and so-and-so? Oh my God, a so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so. And listen to your security cameras and just sit back with your popcorn and peanuts. Because that's just damn gossip. Don't we have better things to do with our damn time? Well, thank you, do. Amen.